in the limelight.
It is now history. In fact, glorious history. How the U.S. continued to fail in its devilish designs. How its agents, the MKO hypocrites, have suffered humiliation after humiliation as terroristic traitors. And how Saddam eventually vanished from the scene in utter disgrace. While today, the power and prestige of the Islamic Republic of Iran is paramount all over the region and beyond, including amongst our Iraqi brethren with whom Washington had tried to create bad blood, says Kayhan, international staff writer, in an article published under the heading, How the U.S. Continued to Fail in Its Devilish Designs. Stay tuned for more. On the 7th of the Iranian month of Tir, corresponding with June 28, Iran commemorated the 41st martyrdom anniversary of Chief Justice Ayatollah Sayyid Mohammad Hosseini Beheshti, whom the U.S. had assassinated through its agents in Tehran, along with 72 revolutionary figures, including cabinet ministers and members of parliament, in a vain bid to overthrow the Islamic Republic in the midst of the devastating war that the American stooge Saddam of the repressive Ba'ath minority regime of Baghdad had imposed as part of the same nefarious goal. It is now history, in fact, glorious history, how the U.S. continued to fail in its devilish designs, how its agents, the MKO hypocrites, have suffered humiliation after humiliation as terroristic traitors, and how Saddam eventually vanished from the scene in utter disgrace, while today the power and prestige of the Islamic Republic of Iran is paramount all over the region and beyond, including amongst our Iraqi brethren with whom Washington had tried to create bad blood. The keys to the chain of success of Islamic Iran, which over the past four decades has achieved self-sufficiency in all fields, including medicine, aerospace, nanotechnology, the nuclear fuel cycle for peaceful progress, the cyber world, artificial intelligence, and military industries, are indeed the spirit of resistance and the courage to court martyrdom for safeguarding of humanitarian principles. It is obvious that a cowardly satanic regime like that of the U.S. cannot defeat the godly values which Iran espouses for the promotion of peace, stability, and a region fearlessly resisting imperialism, terrorism, Zionism, and all hegemonic plots. This is fully evident today throughout the neighborhood where in Syria the people and the government stand tall after years of resistance to defeat the macabrely murderous terrorists of various hues and colors unleashed by the U.S., the illegal Zionist entity, reactionary Arab regimes, and Turkey in a vain attempt to balkanize that country. In Iraq, which used to be the bastion of brutality of the despicable Ba'athist, it is people's will at the ballot boxes, under guidance of the religious leaders and in harmony with the patriotic popular mobilization forces that governs the country, even though the remnants of the U.S. occupiers who precariously cling to a few illegal military bases despite the verdict of the parliament for their exit are trying to prevent formation of a broad-based government, In Lebanon, the resistance forces led by the legendary anti-terrorism movement, the Hezbollah, have again emerged as the largest single group in the recent elections to ensure establishment of yet another independent government in a further blow to the divisive forces backed by the US and Saudi Arabia. In occupied Palestine, the Israeli usurpers, in spite of their inhuman atrocities against the sons of the soil, are clearly living on borrowed time and might implode any moment as the clocks tick fast for the day of destiny, thanks to the indomitable spirit of resistance of Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and other patriotic groups. In Yemen, the popular Ansarullah movement heads the legitimate government in Sana'a with firm faith in God Almighty and confident of the people's resistance that safeguards the independence of the greater part of the country in the face of the savagery of the US-backed Saudi and Emirati invaders whose unmanly acts of state terrorism have been countered with a steady barrage of indigenously built ballistic missiles and drones, not on civilian centers, but on military industrial installations. In Bahrain, the repressive Al Khalifa regime of pirate origin is at its wits' end, and no matter how humiliatingly it clings to the aprons of the US fleet and how humbly it licks the boots of the Zionists, it cannot delay for long the democratic aspirations of the Bahraini people based on Islamic resistance. In short, throughout the region, client regimes are facing simmering resistant revolutionary forces which will soon emerge to root out US hegemony, which is on the way out in Pakistan and even in Turkey. As for Afghanistan, 40 years ago, the country was under occupation of the Soviet Union, which has long disintegrated, while the US occupation that followed also recently ended after two disastrous decades, all of which is proof of the fact that Americanism has miserably failed. Thus, it was not for no reason that in 1981, following the June 28 dastardly blast in Tehran, the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, had hailed as a nation unto our nation, Martyr Beheshti, whose immortal words continue to ring in our ears. O US, be angry with us and perish in this state of anger.